Choosing a test automation tool is a bit like choosing a life partner. You want compatibility, long-term support, and ideally, as few unexpected exceptions as possible. Here is your text, preserved exactly word for word, but structured to help you navigate the diverse landscape of modern car tooling. Navigating the automation tool landscape. This article gives a broad introduction to some of the most well-known automation testing tools and explains why tool selection matters more than ever for modern car teams. Context and core philosophy. It starts by setting the context around software testing and automation, then moves into a list of 10 popular tools used across different testing needs. The main idea is that there is no single tool that works best for every project. Different tools are better suited for different types of testing. Team structures. Automation goals. The top 10 inches roster. The article includes major names used across web, mobile, and API testing tool category. Notable tools mentioned. Web and browser. Selenium, Cypress, Wattier. Mobile. Appium. API testing. SOAP UI, Karate. BDDN frameworks. Cucumber, Catalan Studio. Enterprise and Cloud. Test Complete, Lambda Test. Each tool is introduced with a short explanation of what it is used for and why teams might choose it. Some are stronger for web automation, some for mobile testing, some for API testing, and others for cloud-based browser coverage. Practical strategy versus trend chasing. One useful takeaway from the article is that tool choice should be practical, not just trend-driven. Selenium remains a strong option for browser-based automation. Appium is valuable for mobile automation. SOAP UI or Karate are useful for API-focused workflows. Lambda Test helps teams run tests across browser and environments without managing everything locally. Decision-making criteria. The article also suggests that teams should not choose tools only because they are popular. A better approach is to look at application type, browser and device needs, team skill level, long-term maintenance effort, integration requirements. That makes the article more useful than a simple tool list because it points readers toward decision-making, not just names. Summary. Overall, this article works as a beginner-friendly overview of test automation tools. Its core message is simple. The best automation testing tool depends on what you're testing, how your team works, and what kind of quality workflow you want to build. Would you like me to help you create a tool selection matrix, where we compare a few of these specific tools against your current project requirements to see which one comes out on top?